Hey, John.
You're very busy.
It's nonstop. Welcome to my life.
Okay, my mother's question is, can we start it after 3 months?
I'm sorry?
So can we start the working capital in 3 months?
You guys can reapply in 3 months. That's not a problem.
Yeah, because she wants to be in business first before she does anything because that's a huge payment of $833 a day.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're approved right now. Are you trying to get the money and then start the payment in 3 months? Or are you trying to wait for 3 months and then get the money?
Wait for 3 months and then start to get the money.
Oh, that's fine, yeah. I would just look at your updated bank statements in a couple of months. That's fine, that's no big deal.
What, can we get the money first?
So the way the working capital loan works is your payment actually is not that big because right now she's paying $2,700 a week, okay? She's paying
Yeah.
$2,700 a week. That was for around like 120, give or take. We
Okay,
can
yeah.
bump, we can give her essentially twice, more than twice as much money. Because 225 versus 120, it's about twice as much, I'm sorry. It's a little less. 225 versus 120, it's about twice as much. So we can give her twice as much money, but her payment's not going from 2,700 a week to 5,400 a week. It's going up from 27 to about 4 grand. If we release money, that's when the payment starts. So I could give her this extra 100 grand, and her payment would effectively go from 2,700 a week to about 4 grand. I don't have to do that. I was just trying to offer a solution. She can always come back to me in 3 months and reapply with updated bank statements and then do the loan. But I can't give you the funds and then not start the payments.
Oh yeah, I know. I was just joking with you on that
What I can't,
one.
no worries. What I can do is this. If you can give me until tomorrow, I can go and see. If you can go, give me until tomorrow, I can see if you can qualify for a small discount that might help out a little. I know they won't budge in terms of the amount of money, but maybe they'll budge in terms of a discount, and that might help you out. And let me get back to you on that tomorrow.
If you could give me a longer term, then I would be interested. She would be more interested.
She doesn't. It's not. I'm not like a confrontational person by nature. I'm not really like a salesperson, so I'm not trying to justify the loan. Right now, from general lending standards, her business is doing about 1.5 million a year in sales. That's why she
Okay.
got a loan for $120,000. The lender she worked with, it's a good lender, but they're not really taking a lot of risk because they're giving her about 8% in sales. We're taking a
Yeah.
lot more risk. And we're going from 12 months to 18 months, and we're doing 225. So you have to see that those are already huge wins. It's not that
Yeah.
it's a 50% longer term, and it's about 90% more money. So I know like when I can win and when I can lose, and I know that those are already wins that are kind of they're very special, so to speak.
Now, if you decide to do 150, how long of a term can you do then for this?
It wouldn't work in your scenario right now because your balances are too high. If we gave you 150, you'd have to pay off your existing loan, and you'd only get like 30 or 40 grand. It wouldn't do anything for you.
But it would be helpful because it's a long term still. That's the thing.
It wouldn't work though because you can't just refinance debt. You have to get a healthy portion of cash. So if you finance 150, you would have to have your balances at 75,000. It wouldn't work.
Oh, 75,000.
It's 2 to 1, right? So if you do a $100,000 loan and you're using part of that loan to pay off another loan, the most you can use is 50,000. If you have a $200,000 loan, the most you can use to pay off that loan is 100,000. If you have a $20,000 loan, the most you can use to pay off another loan is 10,000. Does that make sense?
Yes, give me one second.
Sure.
There's a copper next to me. Okay, I'll pass the cop.
No worries.
Anyways, I think she might be interested. I will talk to her, but then, well, if that's a possible case, what's the terms that she'll be approved for? Under 50 for how many months?
I mean, I have loan terms that sometimes go up to 2 years. I can send you the details if you want. Let me work on some details and see what I can accomplish. But I hope you respect my honesty. Like, I don't want to be confrontational at all. It's just something that might not work right now.
Well, I understand. We might even decide to just pay the bring the loan down to $75,000. But we're just, you know, seeing our cases, you know, working scenario.
You couldn't do that because you need what's called natural progression. Basically, there's a lot of loans. Like, if you do that, if you go, well, it wouldn't make sense. So let's kind of walk through that. If you got a, and let's kind of walk through these numbers, because to me, it has to make sense for the customer. If yes. you're getting, if someone's going to tell me, hey, Ruben, I'm going to pay down, let's, you're saying, let's, your balance is like around 120. If you pay down 20 to 75, if you pay down, let's see, 20, 25, $45,000, why would you pay $45,000 out of your pocket to get a slightly cheaper payment? It doesn't make sense. You're paying money up front to have a lower. It doesn't make sense. It's counterproductive. It doesn't make sense, because your goal is to have less stress on your cash flow. And so here's the argument. If you're paying $4,000 a week, let's just say that you're paying $4,000 a week. If you're paying $4,000 a week, and right now you're paying $2,700 a week, that's about $16,000 a month, okay? So right now you're paying about 27 times 4, you're paying about $10,800 a month, and you'd be going to about $16,000 a month, okay? If you wanted to move forward. Now someone's going to, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So you potentially, right now you're paying about $10,800 every 4 weeks, and then you'd be going to $16,000 every 4 weeks. But why would someone pay down $45,000 to keep their payment lower? It's basically, you're paying 3 months up front. It does, the math doesn't work. It's counterproductive. Go ahead.
Man, so basically what I'm thinking is because, you know, I'm sure she still has the money, the cash flow money, and then basically it'll be the same loan, except we're just getting $30,000 more from you guys. No?
Well, I mean, I think you're kind of... here's what I would tell you. So you're kind of alluding to what I call chasing, and that's when someone is so motivated. They're so motivated by a longer term that often they kind of miss the synopsis of the program, and it's not benefiting their business. I'm not an equipment dealer. I'm not here to, like, talk you into telling... It's like you go to an equipment dealer, right? And they tell you, hey, look... This freezer, it's the best freezer ever, it's high quality, but the walk-in cooler is $50,000, but you really don't need that walk-in cooler. You need a walk-in cooler that's $20,000, it's basic. And even though that $50,000 walk-in cooler is good for a specific type of customer, it's not appropriate for your situation. You chasing a loan and paying all this money off to make this money work, it would hurt your business, because you'd be paying all this cash. Unless I had like a 5-year loan for you, it'd be one thing. But why would you? It's not. Do you get what I'm saying? It would be a harm to your business. But what I can do is this: I'm going to shoot you an email today. Give me until tomorrow though, and I'll see if we can offer any type of discount to maybe help you in the middle. And then also just keep in mind that your balance. We're basing this off a balance of $100,000. So if your balance was like $100,000. We could also give you $200K, but hopefully my email will kind of spell out what my thoughts are, and if it works, it works. If not, we can always wait. It's still a great deal regardless.
Yes.
But the next step is this. In order to even, like I said, we cannot fund this until we actually fund the first equipment portion, so you got to figure that out first, okay?
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.